إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is leaving and we have less than a week left. Ramadan is packing his bags to leave us, and who knows if you will live the next year. Do your best in those days in dua and in salat and attending the masjid. There is no more time, and what a quick visitor is Ramadan. Before you know, he comes. And before you know, he leaves. My khutbah today, ikhwani, I was wondering what to talk about. But I remembered it is a school holiday. And I remembered it is Ramadan. So today probably will be the busiest day of the year. Especially with the young shabab. And I thought I would address you today in a very troubling topic, a very important matter, something crucial in your life, something can be the dividing line between success and loss. And when I say success and loss, I'm talking in this dunya, in this life, in the hereafter. The beauty of Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger never left anything except it is covered. And important topics are usually, there are abundant of ayat and ahadith talking about. In my address also, I specifically want the sisters to open their ears and open their hearts and understand what I'm going to talk about. A matter that we overlook. And us as parents also, we don't invest in enough time. Because everyone who has a child, has a son, knows exactly what I'm talking about. This topic, ikhwani, this matter, it becomes like a drug. Take hold of your kid and your son or your daughter. He cannot let go of it. It becomes like an addiction. Something, a concept, a matter that is so important that if you don't address it at its early time, it takes hold of your son and you see your son going down the drain, but you can't do anything about it. And I'm not talking about drugs, and I'm not talking about cigarettes. It is the roots of drugs and cigarettes. It is the roots of pornography. It is the roots why your daughter decides to remove the hijab. And it is the roots why your daughter decides to put on the hijab. It is the companionship. It is a sohbah. It is the friendship. It is mentioned in the Quran, in many ayat, addressed in the Quran, in many verses, because of its high importance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created the creation, He made souls, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith Abi Hurairah, الأرواح جند مجندة ما تعارف منها ائتلف وما تناكر منها اختلف. The souls. الروح, not the body, the ruh inside. Your thoughts, your heart, your ruh. ما تعارف منها. Whenever become familiar and have harmony amongst each other, ائتلف, you see them, they come in real together. وما تناكر. Which they disagree and they don't like each other, اختلف, they stay away from each other. And they say it in the modern, in English, birds of feather flock together. So in reality of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dwelling into the soul of a human being. If your soul is filthy, then you're gonna like the filthy people. You can't sit with the brothers with beard, reading Surah the Quran and making dhikr. You can't sit with them if you're hashash. If you're a person of drugs, you can't sit with them. These people are not going to talk about the latest drug, or the latest score, or the latest girl, or the latest fashion. These people wear abaya and thawb and grow their beads. You don't fit amongst them. You feel a mutanakil. And if your soul is good, then you only feel peaceful amongst your brothers. Another important hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. My brother, I give you an advice. I am a father and a teacher. I give you an advice that I give my own son, Ya Shabab, my sister. If you're riding in a car with kids with all funny haircuts, and they're smoking cigarettes and they're speeding, the police or the person from outside, when he say, and you're a righteous brother, you are with them, you happen to be with them in this car, any person standing by, whether he's a police or any person, when you look at the car, he's not going to exclude you and say, no, mashallah, look at him, he's the good brother. No, he will not say, mashallah, look at him, he's the good brother. You're hashash like them! Even if you don't take hashish. You're filthy just like them, even if you don't practice filth. Why? Because you are on their religion, on their way, on their method, on their manner. Because you accepted to be in that environment. So the people are going to categorize you like that. And as the poet once said, مَنْ يَكُنِ الْغُرَابُ دَلِيلُهُ يَمُرُّ بِهِ عَلَى جِيَفِ الْكِلَابِ. If you take your friend and your guide in your life, the crow, he's only going to take you to the corpses of dogs. You know, the dead dogs where he eats from. So in reality, أخي, in the second hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted that who you are as a person is those companionship. We underestimate the influence of a friend on a brother. You underestimate it. Just yesterday, somebody was telling me about a good sister who took a companion, an evil woman. It doesn't have to be, wal'iyadu billah, a prostitute. An evil girl who's not to her standard in manners, not to her standard in qualities, not to her standard in deen. Everyone advised her to stay away from this girl. But she didn't listen, because this girl is fun. This girl is hot to be with. It's cool to be with. She's a fun girl. She likes to go to cafes. She likes to go out. She's got so much friends. Every day we're doing something new. I am bored at home. I want to be with her. Slowly, slowly, she took this girl down the drain and she became just like her. No hijab, no salat, no deen, cigarettes. And now, because the friend is from the people who believe that there is no sunnah, only Quran. Only Quran. And we don't believe Al-Quraniyun. And the Quraniyun by ijma' kafara. There's no doubt they are kafara. Every individual of them who say there is no such a thing as sunnah, and we don't take Bukhari, we don't take Muslim, Tirmidhi. This be with ijma'. There's no difference amongst the ulama that these people are kafara. Now she has doubt in Bukhari and in Muslim. Say, I only want to take the Quran. Even this girl, I can't call her sister, she's not religious. And the other one was religious. But slowly, slowly, the doubt, the companionship is vital, ya akhi. You think this brother will not influence you, or he will not influence your son. But no, the influence will come. And you will learn bad habits from this and that, from these friends, if you're not aware. And it's very important that one of the characteristics of the tawbah, the ulama said, and I direct this to my brothers and sisters, one of the characteristics of tawbah is to abandon the friends that you used to do haram with. My young brothers, my children, very important, whether you are at school, whether you are at university, or at work, to be keen to know, who is this person that I'm taking my companion? Do not be fooled that he can make you laugh. Do not be fooled that she is the popular girl in the school, my sister. No. Because she will teach you habits that you never knew. And she opens your eyes on habits that you never heard before. And she make haram easy for you. And for you, and we all understand the peer pressure in the psychology of a human being. When you feel you have to act like that so you can fit in amongst the group. And do not be upset if they say you are secluded or you are a nerd. I'd rather be a nerd in this dunya and have a good future and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa huwa anni rab, while He is pleased with me. Listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous hadith, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and listen to the parable the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam, innama mathalul jalisi s-salihi wa jalisi s-su'. The parable of a person, of a good person that you sit with, and the evil person that you sit to, jalis, meaning what? Meaning you regularly sit with him. Yani, even my older brothers, who likes to play cards, play cards, and he has jalis, julasa, and you all know the swear words and the filth that comes out of the mouth when they play cards, huh? Slowly, slowly say, but I'm not like him. No, Habibi. In next step, they will put you the argile and you smoke. And the third step, you start swearing like they swear. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a parable of al-jalis al-salih wa jalis al-su. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam, كحامل المسك ونافخ الكير. حامل المسك the one who carries mask and sells bottles of mask. النافخ الكير the blacksmith who blow into the fire. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام حامل المسك إما أن يهديك. The other gives you mask, so you're going to benefit a good smell from him. وإما أن تبتاع منه, or you buy from him. If he doesn't give you free perfume, or you buy from him, you're always going to smell a good smell from him. يعني a good brother, a good friend. He either, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he either give you a good advice. Did you pray, Habibi? You come to the masjid. Why are you doing this haram? Or he will, you buy off him, you come to him and say, brother, I don't know, you know, I'm finding this essay hard. Can you help me with it? Yeah, come sit down, come to me. Brother, what do you think I should do? He sees you that you have a problem with your mother or with your father. Shuf an evil brother and a good brother. He says, you know what, there's old generation that's so dumb, just leave them, mate. I hate my parents too. Man, they're living back in Lebanon in their own box. Shuf, he planted a seed of hatred towards your parents. He said, the Jalis al-Su', he would say, well, man, you should be patient. But you know, they're getting old and now they're a bit temperamental and be patient and birr al-walidayn and love your parents and take that. Shuf, the difference between the two. The other one, nafikh kir, he's blowing fire into your relationship with your parents, and the other one, he's trying to correct it. And the worst thing from this good person can happen is he doesn't give you advice, nor you take from him an advice, but at least he doesn't teach you bad habits. At least he doesn't direct you to the wrong thing. Amma hamilul kir, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِمَّا أَنْ وَنَافِخُ الْكِيرِ إِمَّا أَنْ تُحَرِقَ ثِيَابَكَ. You come near to him, he blows in the fire, the sparks come and blow, and burn your clothes. So either he's going to give you a bad advice, وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا مُنْتِنَةً. Or you, the least thing, you have what? A dirty, awful smell coming out from him. And before I stop the first khutbah, I'll remind you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. It's a striking ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put an important line here about the bad companion, where he will lead you or she will lead you on the day of judgment. يقول المولى عز وجل ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه. And on that day the oppressor will bite on his nails. يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. He says, I wish I have taken a path with the messenger. So the ظالم in Jahannam saying, I wish I took a path following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Zalim, what has stopped you? Ya Zalim, what has stopped you from taking such a person, a good camp? What has stopped you from following the messenger? Here comes the hasra. Ya waylata, woe to me. Laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. Woe to me. I wish I've never taken such a person as a good friend. When you're in Jahannam, my brother, it's all the fault of this brother. He kept on nagging me, turned me away from following the Islam, following the deen. I remember my father said, stay away from him. I remember my family warned me from him. But I used to think that my father is old-fashioned and this boy is fun. إِفَنَّا خَلَطَكُ in Jahannam now. What are you going to do? You in Jahannam now and there is no way out. Ya waylata, woe to me. You curse yourself because you took him as a companion. He said, لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He has misguided me from the remembrance. The remembrance is what? It's not only the remembrance of the deen. The remembrance that people warned you from this companionship. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. The shaitan then, he will not benefit you and he will leave you in Jahannam. Ikhwani, my brothers and sisters in Islam, in this section of the khutbah, few ahadith and a few ayat about the importance of knowing who is your friend. And don't think a bad friend doesn't influence you. Wallahi, just being around them, you start building a bad relation, a bad name for yourself, a bad image for yourself. And staying away from them and adopting new companionship, you change. And I will see in the second khutbah how your image and your personality and your nafs and your way of thinking change. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأستغفر الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا إخواني The companionship, the friendship, is a very important concept in Islam. It falls under also the matter and the concept, in well-known concept in Aqidah, al-wala wal-bara, allegiance and disavowal. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, لا يأكل طعامك إلا مؤمن. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one that regularly eats with you, you sit and eat with them, has to be a mu'min. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was invited to a house of a Yahudi and he ate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a Yahudi and he ate with Ahlul Kitab and he ate with the Yahud. So what does this mean? Are we allowed to or not? Pay attention with it. There's nothing in Islam said you're not allowed to eat with a Yahudi or a Christian. But who's frequently the person that you eat with and why it is about eating? The hadith is not about food, ya Habibi. I know we all think about food. No, it's not about food. It is about the person you're frequently with and breaking bread together and sitting frequently with. That means you're starting to build a strong relationship. You go out with them for lunch and you go out with them for burgers and you go out for dinners and you hang out with them. That means you become a close companion to you. That is why the Prophet ﷺ said, Mu'min. He didn't even say Muslim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some narration said, Taqi. A person with taqwa. He didn't even say Muslim. Because there are many Muslims that are very bad Muslims. But you frequently, لا يأكل فعل مضارع. Meaning, it's continuously happening. Meaning the person who continuously you sit with and eat with, he can't be just a Muslim. No, he has to be on a higher level, he has to be a mu'min. So the sister that you have coffee with her, your sister, frequently. The sister that you eat with her frequently. That you invite her and she invites you to your house frequently has to be mu'mina, can't be just muslima. But occasionally you can eat with a Muslim. Occasionally you can eat with a Yahudi and a Masihi, Christian. But to take him inside intimate has to be on a higher level. Why? Because the mu'min, he will rub off his iman on you. He will give you guidance in your life. As we will hear, Alqamah
من لبيد الحكيم. When he says later, after I recite to you the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself to be with his companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to choose certain friends and take him a closer friends to him. And in this ayah, it is not only to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's to every brother and sister. يقول المولى عز وجل واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي. And be patient and sit close and be near. But why Allah said patience? Because the companions of the righteous requires patience, especially in the first phases when you come to the deen. Because those to you, the boring crowd, the crowd that is nerds crowd and a boring crowd and the crowd they do nothing fun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wasbir nafsak, be patient, sit closely, tightly with the ones, yad'una rabbahum. They supplicate and ask their Lord and pray to their Lord in the morning and in at night. Meaning the ones who come to the masajid all the time for Fajr and Isha. The ones who always have connection with Allah. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. They're frequent, but what do they want? They have sincerity. So the first one is what? What is the first quality? They're close to Allah. They supplicate and to pray to Allah. Second quality, they have sincerity to Allah. You can appear on them. They're not in the masjid for dunya. They're not in the masajid just to hang out. They're in the masajid to do ibadah. Shuf the qualities that Allah is giving you. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And do not move your eyes from them. He wants you to stay with them and keep your eyes and your heart and your mind with them. And do not move your eyes from them. Yani do not go away. You see the brother come to the masjid, then he disappears. Back to his old mates, and you see his picture on Facebook from a brother with a beard, with a brother with no beard, and he's just plucked like a chicken. No. What happened to you, brother? He went back to his old companionship. He said, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ فَوَّا تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ. Wanting what? Wanting the adornment of the dunya. You turn your eyes to go to the companions who they know a lot of chicks, who can take you to a lot of parties. They know the latest nightclub. They know the best pill to swallow. They know all this stuff. They're connected. They have the best WRX, the best car, the best this, the cool boys. Jahannam is hot. They're cool, but Jahannam is hot. La ilaha illallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, warning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And do not obey the one who we made his heart heedless from our remembrance. Yani the person who's astray, who's far away from the deen, his heart is what? Heedless from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't obey him, don't listen to him, don't lend him your ear. In one of the signs of the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, become a time in ahadith al-akhirah when the man or when the young man obeys his friend and disobeys his father. How many of the shabab, how many of us, we favored our friends over our parents? And in 5 to 10 years' time, what? Who's your friend today? He's not your friend after that. Once, with a friend that you think that you, he will put your life for you, wait until he meets a chick and he gets married. Habibi, he would not put a dollar for you. He will stop calling you because he's got more things to occupy him in his life. And you'll find out what a load of rubbish it was. Except the mu'mineen, the true mu'mineen, the tie of iman is not broken. It's only the tie of dunya that is, will always be broken. He said, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمُرُهُ فُرُطًا. and he followed his whims. That person who follows his whims. Huh? And his affair is in a loss. So, Ikhwani, remember the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-yuk. Friendship on the day of judgment. This person who has followed his whims, who misguided you on the day of the judgment, apart from the dunya, on the day of judgment, he'll become your enemy. He'll become your enemy. And you become a person that will disown you, except whom al-muttaqeen. What does this ayah say? Yani if you have a companion who has taqwa, and on the day of judgment, you need an intercession, you need shafa'ah, you need somebody to come and say, Ya Allah, I beg you, I ask you, by your izzah, let my friend go to Jannah with me. This is the one who is able to say it is the one who has taqwa. The proper companion who has taqwa, he will intercede. He will forgive you. And that's what it means. Meaning your al-akhilla, the good friends, they're all in enmity on the day of judgment. We're all fighting amongst each other. Except the muftaqeen, meaning they're good friends. Listen to me. They're good friends even in the hereafter. And they'll be good friends in the Jannah. So if one of them is lower than the other, the higher one, he would say, Ya Rabb, he's my friend in the dunya. He was a good companion of mine. I want him with me in the same high level of Jannah. Amma the other better friend, you dispute and argue with him. Underestimated this matter of al-Khalil, good friend. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seen once with Abu Bakr on his right and Umar on his left. What a great companions. The best of men after the prophets. Qala alayhi salatu wa salam, hakadha nadkhulu al-jannah. This is how we enter Jannah. On my right is Abu Bakr and on my left is Umar. A great companionship who sacrificed everything for each other and kept the company of each other. Ikhwani, to seal the khutbah, I will narrate to you what Alqama ibn Labid, he was one of the wise of the Salaf. He was advising his son. He said, Ya Bunay, O my son, إذا نزعتك الحاجة إلى صحبة الرجل. If you feel a need to have a friend, these are the qualities you should look in a friend. فاصحب من إذا صحبته زانك. Mean, take a companion whose his companionship will raise your status. وَإِنْ خَدَمْتَهُ صَانَكْ. And if you to serve him, he will appreciate your service. If you do him a favor or you help him, he will appreciate that for you. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكَ حَاجَةً أَعَانِكْ أَوْ حَصَاصَ عَفْوًا وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكَ حَصَاصَةٌ أَعَانِكْ. And when you are in a trouble, he will support you and help you. وَإِنْ رَأَى مِنْكَ حَسَنَةً عَدَّهَا. And if you do him a favor, he will count it for you. Meaning he will remember that favor. He doesn't deny your favors. وَإِنْ بَدَتْ مِنْكَ ثَمْلَةٌ سَدَّهَا. And if he see a hole or a gap with you, he close it. Meaning if you made a mistake, he will repair it and he will close it and he will not expose you. And if you done something wrong towards him, he will not hold you, he will not hold it against you. So the qualities he said of a good companion that you can deal with in this dunya, that
His suhbah will increase your iman and increase your knowledge and increase you in betterment. And if he sees a mistake, he will cover it. And if you do good to him, he will count it. And if he sees you doing wrong, he will cover it. That is the person who is deserving of your friendship. Ikhwani, as-suhbah wal-khullah is a worship, is a ibadah, is a companionship, is a duty. And we cannot live without companionships. So we as parents, we have to make sure and warn our children from what we believe they are bad companionship. And the brothers has to listen to their parents who are experienced more than them. And they can see habits in a person that you cannot see. They can see the red light and the alarm and the warning sign that you cannot see due to your shortcomings. I know every shab, every youth thinks he knows it all, thinks he can break down walls. But the reality, the wisdom of the elderly is always needed. What you can see in a brother, your parents can see a different thing altogether. And this is a very important advice for you. And also, make sure that companion that you have, and don't be cheated, Allah has a big bead or small bead. Some of these brothers who have bead, they don't have even the least type of knowledge or manners. Assess, because this person could be your guide to Jannah or to Jahannam, or who could be a crow to lead you to the corpses of dogs.